It's 23 after 6 on Taking Care of Business on Rise FM, and we've arrived at the moment that Wandile has been waiting for since this afternoon, early this afternoon.
Yeah, I got excited when I saw my good friend Victor there. Yeah.
Now, if you're wondering what we're talking about, the Executive Council of the Mpumalanga Provincial Government has approved the appointment of 10 non-executive board members for both the Mpumalanga Economic Growth Agency as well as the Mpumalanga Tourism Parks Agency. These are 10 people in each, in case you're wondering. So for Imega, 10 non-executive members, Deketsiwe, as well as on the other side, Mpumalanga Tourism Parks Agency. So I said, I'm going to list meaning Chabliga cool because Labad Ning, Lingbabona, Gulapa, either Nyakuka or Lusha, and Sengabisho. But tonight we are joined by the chairperson or the newly appointed chairperson of the MTPA board. That is Victor Mashiho. Welcome to the show, sir.
Ah, Sam, thank you, Zingisai. And I'd like to greet all your listeners of Rise FM in the province.
Yeah, now, Victor, maybe I'm not sure. Maybe I should call you chair. Firstly, congratulations, my brother, on your appointment as the chairperson of the Mpumalanga Tourism and Parks Agency. But, you know, when I was looking at that composition, especially of that the new board members that are coming through there, I see that there's a lot of youthful members on board. And it should be a very interesting 4 years. What's your comment on that?
Look, firstly, let me just, I'd like to thank the provincial, the Mpumalanga provincial government under the leadership of Premier Refilwe Mtweni, and of course, the MEC of Economic Development, Ubabe Vusimkhatshwa, to have really afforded us an opportunity, a rare opportunity, by the way, to can come in and assist our institution achieve their goal of really empowering our people, either in MEGA or MTPA. And speaking directly to your question, as I've said, if you look at the composition of both the boards, MEGA, Mr. Mutahu, myself at MTPA, you would then realize that I don't want to say there's a breath of fresh air or new broom to clean, but I think we can see the intention in terms of how our government, especially in terms of how we should shape the future, is going to be. And I think it's the effect, really, of having a youthful MEC, Ubabe Mkhatshwa, who is unapologetic. And really, I think as a leader, you know, of youth business, we want to really thank him for his brave decision together with the Premier, including the entire, I think, executive of Mpumalanga Provincial Government, who endorsed this nomination. So we are really chuffed and inspired. At the same time, we know that we have the biggest responsibility, especially this time where we are confronted with different social challenges, be it from COVID or to our economic landscape, especially as the marginalized as blacks.
Now, a youthful team, I know in the past you were the president of a youth chamber, economics, if I'm not mistaken. So you are pretty knowledgeable when it comes to this. But how are you going to take that knowledge that you've learned over the years or accumulated over the years and pour it into the tourism agency, especially now that the industry is reeling from the effects of COVID-19?
Look, let me answer that practically. I was given a call, for instance, by the CIFA. This is a small enterprise finance agency, provincial manager, who wanted to congratulate me on such a responsibility. And I said to him, look, one responded to the call from the MEC in terms of board members, on the background of understanding what needs to be taken. And for one to respond to such, you'd need to have a very strong network in the enterprise development space.
Yeah.
And I think my experience and my network, and I said to the leader of CIFA that, look, youthful in our nature, it means that we are open to ideas. We are not going to look at color or creed, size. We are going to use an open policy because we have a desire as a youthful leader to learn,
Rather
than when you are at your old age, where really you are thinking of your retirement. So for us, I'm just answering that I'm going to bring my network or the network that through institutions like Rise FM, over the years, they've allowed us to build into the sector and look at how can we collectively, as the dwellers of the province, and especially us, the youth, because the sector itself of tourism, its main and sophisticated clients remains youth. Mm. So we need to then bring that into the sector, bring vibrancy, and bring the network, you know, in terms of facilitation of whether small businesses, whether the types of concessions that we must have, the types of new products that we must build, you know, for the province, the types of intervention we must bring, whether in biodiversity, whether is it an issue that we are reeling as a sector in terms of your rhino issue. How do we then come together collectively as a community to speak about those things and effectively implement them? I think I'm just trying, in short, saying I'll bring all my collective network, including our community, to work together to make this sector work for us, because it's a jewel in the province.
And for those of you who've just tuned in, it is Taking Care of Business on Rise FM as we chat to MTPA board chairperson. This is Mr. Victor Mashiro.
Yeah. Now, you know, Victor, you mentioned the fact that, you know, tourism, by its very nature, is a jewel in our province. And I think a few people will disagree with that sentiment. But we've seen, obviously in the past as well, effects of COVID actually impacting the industry. We've seen it slow down, not only in this province, but obviously nationally as well, given some of the challenges that are there. From a tourism perspective, and obviously understanding your portfolio from a strategic perspective, what would you say with regards to that? What kind of, and I know maybe it's too early to ask that question, but what are you observing? What are you seeing? What can we do there to be able to revive this jewel of the province?
Look, the first base of what we need to do is obvious. We need to collectively work with the Department of Health to spread the word of vaccination, because we need to deal with, you know, like the source or the cause of a strain into the sector. And on top of it, it's COVID, and we cannot hide from it.
Yeah.
Now, I think as a sector, like you've seen the mining sector responding in other sectors where they would work with the MEC of Health, Umam Sosegan Manzini, to promote the issue of vaccination. I think the first point of departure for what we need to do is as a sector, we then need to work closely with the department to then, you know, push the issue of vaccination. Because the reality of the matter is that if we don't deal with it, the market will remain the same. You know, we'll still have a lot of people contracting COVID. You'd still be subjected to your levels and your regulations, which has been hitting the industry, you know, beyond measure, you know, beyond proportions unknown, you know, to the sector itself. So we need to then encourage your big industry, like your, you know, I'm not going to mention names, but your big hotels, your sun parks, you know, your all the other areas of leisure, your gosh, to be areas also of promoting why we need to have or reach the herd immunity, so that then we can open up and then come up with a dynamic packages, if I may put it, or more businesses that can then elevate and bring back visitors to the province. Because, as I say, the province is a jewel.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I need not mention, we spoke once with one leader in the sector, and we spoke about what we call the leisure belt. You know, when you look at it from your Middleburg up there, you know, coming down your Dalsrum, coming down to your Graskop, you know, Kruger National Park, going back up to Hertzivande, you have jewels, you have areas where you can attract people to come and offload, because you'd know that the pressures of COVID wants people to connect with nature. And what a wonderful thing that as a province, you know, we are safe in terms of the problems of, you know, strikes. But at the same time, we are closer to nature. So I think if we can push this issue of vaccination as part of us mitigating and trying to open up visitors to come to our province.
Yeah. Yeah, just to quickly also close off, I think this will probably be my last question to you. I mean, we've got a 4-year term. I mean, what are the major issues? And maybe again, I'm jumping the gun, but what are the major issues that you, as somebody who's going to lead this board for the next 4 years, would ultimately prioritize? It doesn't even have to be a long, exhausted list, but a few things that maybe you'd have picked out.
Top of mind.
Yeah.
Look, the first one, I've already said it. I cannot overemphasize it. That without us driving together with yourself a strong, you know, agenda of vaccination, it would still have problems of your levels in terms of what we should do, you know, in terms of the Department of Health mitigating the spread of COVID. I mean, we should be honest with ourselves that we are confronted with the fourth wave, and what are the then statistics in terms of our province, in terms of how many percentage of our population has vaccinated thus far? Because without really dealing with that issue, would be lying to ourselves. But further than that, obviously, is to try and really, I wouldn't say reposition as if it was never positioned. I would say, how do we bring more, you know, vibrancy into selling the province as your leisure destination, you know? And how do we equally now, as I spoke to you about, you know, issues of biodiversity, because MTPA is not only about tourism, there's the issue of biodiversity. How do we talk to that element? Further than that, how do we deal with the issue of rhino poaching, which I think for me is dear to me, because I was born in Bush Buckridge, which is really, you know, neighboring with Kruger National Park. And when you look at the numbers, Zingiswa, they are such horrific. And now the question is, how do we collectively with our own communities deal with that matter? Do we need to fire up our campaigns in terms of our people understanding what's the link between Kruger National Park and themselves? How do they themselves also participate, you know, in the economic activities of such parks? Because if you don't even talk to that also, why would your community also try to protect things that they're not benefiting from? So the issue also is that how do we also as MTPA, together with all our partners, how do we bring communities into closer to understanding the effects of rhino poaching? How do we also bring 4IR into the space, be it us marketing the province, be it us protecting the very same rhinos? Because I think 4IR also, as because we are the future, we need to now navigate our future by thinking around it. So that's what we would be trying to also bring into the entity. But overall, obviously, we'll be subjected to also the mandate that we have received from the MEC, which is clear and direct in terms of issues of black empowerment.
Yeah. Victor, thank you so much for joining us, sir. I think it's always, you know, an education, especially when you join us on the show as well. And we look forward to having you again in the future. We wish you all the best in terms of ensuring that you and your board become extremely successful and positively contribute to the economy of this province, which we need to be able to grow and obviously employ young people as well. Thank you very much, sir. Please enjoy the rest of the evening.
No, thank you. And we really also urge institutions like your Rise FM to also raise their hands. You know, as we say, we're doing things differently and we are more dynamic. So we understand your position as an institution and would want you to also participate in reshaping our economy through tourism. Thank you.
And that was the MTPA's newly appointed chairperson of the board, Victor Mashego, just telling us about what we can anticipate in the next 4 years. You are listening to Taking Care of Business on Rise FM.